Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
The State of the Union, it was clear when it happened that Joe Biden was changing his narrative on Israel. It was obvious that the president that was standing by Israel was learning that he needed to change his stance because many voters, 35 and under, who are Democrats, are furious with the president for standing semi-close to Israel. Democrats are also polling on this issue and realizing that it is unpopular with the radical Marxist left of their party to stand with Israel. Many young people in this country who do not understand the history of Israel, because we don't teach it in our schools anymore, who don't understand World War II, don't understand the Holocaust, don't understand Adolf Hitler was even a bad guy, are sitting there now believing that somehow the aggressors here, Hamas and the Palestinians, who butchered and killed countless Jews solely because they were Jews and are still holding them hostage, are somehow the bad guys. Now, let me tell you about my friends real quick at Patriot Mobile before I get into even more of these details. If you're like me and you are tired of giving your money to woke companies, especially ahead of this election coming up, well, then stop giving your money to Big Mobile. Big Mobile has gone all in to support Democrats in the upcoming election. They've gone all in to support Democratic causes and organizations that are backing hardcore lefties in this election that is going to happen in November. If you are sick and tired of your money going to corporations that hate your values, then switch your cell phone provider today. Why? Because they're also giving donations to Planned Parenthood. That's right. You may be with a phone company right now that their biggest donations are going year after year to Planned Parenthood. So stop giving your money to people that are fighting against your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You get to keep your same cell phone number you have right now. You can keep the same cell phone you have in your hand or upgrade to a brand new one. And every time you pay your bill, this is what happens. 5% of that bill goes back to support conservative causes, candidates, and organizations. We're talking about causes like supporting the rights of unborn children. We're talking about supporting our veterans, our wounded warriors, our first responders. Talking about supporting candidates and organizations. That's what they do that support our First and our Second Amendment rights. So vote with your dollars every day when you make a phone call, every day when you pay that bill, when you send a text, and make a difference. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use promo code Ben. You'll get free activation and the best deals of the year. PatriotMobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. Now, you look at this on college campuses. You look at this among young people. They truly believe that Hamas is justified in their actions to kill Jews. They're the same people in this country that are actually chanting from the river to the sea. And it's not just young, ignorant people in this country. And yes, they are ignorant for standing with actual terrorists. But it is the Democratic Party leadership. Now, they are looking at an election where President Joe Biden didn't get the bump that they wanted after the State of the Union. And so now they're having to pivot and pander to the Marxists and the socialists and the communists within their party. Now, I have said countless times on this show, and I will continue to say it, I believe the Democratic Party is dead. Democrats don't exist anymore in the Democratic Party. It is Marxists, socialists, and communists who are masquerading as Democrats, plain and simple. And what we now have is an older Democratic Party that is understanding that they believe, or at least they have an understanding they think, that is, we must take our hand off of Israel, and it's time for us to turn on Israel to placate the younger woke extremists in the Democratic Party. You could see this happening, and I was warning you, I thought this was going to happen, that this White House was going to be forced by their own extremists to take their hand off of Israel. Well, now it has actually happened. NBC News reporting it this way about the Democratic leadership and the Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer now saying it's time for Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu to go. He's not saying about the Hamas leadership. He's not saying that about the Palestinians. No, he's saying it about Israel. And why is he saying this? One simple reason. He believes that he must say it to make sure that Democrats stay in office and Joe Biden has a chance of being reelected. Listen carefully to how NBC News is reporting on this story. Now, if they were real journalists and being honest, they would come out and say this. The Democratic Party is now standing with the terrorists, Hamas, and the Palestinian radicals. But that's not how they're going to report this story at all, because the media is dead and we have government propaganda now. Here it is.
As Israel targets Hamas in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis grows, the top Senate Democrat delivering a scathing rebuke of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he needs to be replaced in new elections.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in American history, laying blame for the war at the feet of Hamas, but saying Netanyahu is an obstacle to peace.
He has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah.
Republican leaders slamming the criticism of Netanyahu, who is also known as Bibi, the democratically elected leader of a close U.S. ally.
The Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem.
It's just plain wrong for an American leader to play such a divisive role in Israeli politics while our closest ally in the region is in an existential battle for its very survival.
Netanyahu has not responded to Schumer's comments. Meanwhile, President Biden has criticized Israel's military operations as over the top and privately complained of Netanyahu, quote, giving him hell, sources told NBC News last month.
He was also caught on that hot mic after the State of the Union, referring to Joe Biden, talking about how he was going to give a talking to Netanyahu. Now, I want you to understand, and I still am in shock by this. You noticed in that report, they said that this is the highest ranking Jewish official in our government. Schumer's Jewish, but he cares more about power than he does apparently about Jewish people. We wouldn't be having the conversation we're having right now if it wasn't for Hamas, who's backed by Iran, and the Palestinian leadership who had no problem helping support and aid the terrorist attack on innocent men, women, and children. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for a massive 9/11 style attack on Israel. We wouldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for the fact that they had taken hostages from infant children up to elderly individuals in their 90s. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now if it wasn't for terrorism. But the Democratic Party is so obsessed with power, and it shouldn't surprise you. Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump to try to keep power. Look, they're willing to lock up anybody that gets in their way. And even Chuck Schumer is willing to sell out to keep the power because they must have these Marxists and socialists and communists that are masquerading as Democrats that are their voters stand beside them on election day. And they're looking at the election, and they're looking at the map, and they're looking at the numbers, and they're saying, okay, we've got to shore up our base. And one of the problems is if we look like we're with Israel, apparently we lose a bunch of these 18 to 34-year-old voters. So how do we make sure they're with us? All right, let's stand with the terrorists. Let's stand with Hamas, and let's denounce Netanyahu, who was democratically elected. No one's saying that the election over there wasn't real or authentic or free. Benjamin Netanyahu is clearly the leader of the people in Israel. Now, we'll see what happens after this ground war and what happens with his future. But honestly, it's none of our business. They are our ally, and he is the leader of that country. They went on defense, right, after they were attacked. And when you are attacked that way, you must take out your enemy. There's no way to stand there and say, okay, let's have a truce. It is to beat them into submission, no different, by the way, than what we did to Al-Qaeda, no different than what we did to ISIS or Al-Shabaab or anybody else that's ever challenged us. It's the same thing. But who the hell are these Democrats, and I will say it even in a broader sense, who the hell are we as a country to tell the people of Israel they must get rid of their leader who was duly elected in a free and fair election? You have to understand, though, this is not really about any of that. And I agree with what was said by the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell. The Democratic Party didn't have a BB problem. The Democratic Party has an anti-Jewish problem, an anti-Israel problem. And that is real in the Democratic Party. Look at how many congressmen and how many senators have not stood by Israel and have denounced Israel even after they were attacked, saying they basically deserved it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny.
the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I also want you to hear my conversation that I had with my co-host, Senator Ted Cruz. I get to host a show with him, Verdict with Ted Cruz. We had a long conversation about Israel and about the Senate and about what's happening in Washington, D.C., not only by Mitch McConnell, but also what was said by Chuck Schumer. And I want you to hear part of what he had to say to me when we were talking about this. If you want to hear the entire thing, download Verdict with Ted Cruz, and you can hear it in its entirety. But this is a couple of points that he made that I thought were really important. I want to play for you. Take a listen. Senator, let's talk about the backdrop for what Schumer said and why this timing is so significant. I think it has a lot to do with the State of the Union. I really want your opinion on that. It was pretty clear that the president was kind of changing a little bit his perspective and his words on Israel. He was also caught on a hot mic that we talked about here on Verdict as well. And as I watched Chuck Schumer say these words on the floor of the Senate yesterday, there was honestly a part of me that I'm like, I'm not even sure Chuck Schumer believes this, and I want your take on that. Maybe he really does, but it was almost like it was a decision made within the Democratic Party. Okay, we got to get people younger, and a lot of the radicals of the Democratic Party, the socialists and the Marxists and the communists, they hate Israel. They support Hamas and the Palestinians. They believe that Israel is evil. So let's placate to them. I'll go give this speech that I would have never given before, and maybe that'll get them back in excitement to vote for us. Is there a possibility that could have been part of what this was about, just straight up selling out? Or do you believe he actually believes what he's saying about getting rid of Netanyahu?
Well, I think there's several things that are going on. Yes, I believe he believes what he's saying. The Democrats have hated Netanyahu from the beginning. They despise him. They view him. Democrats view Netanyahu as the Israeli equivalent of Donald Trump, and they hate him with a comparable fury. And much of that stems back to when Barack Obama was president and Obama pushed forward the catastrophic Iran nuclear deal. And they tried to muscle all of our allies into accepting it. And the Obama White House tried to muscle congressional Democrats into accepting it. Virtually every single congressional Democrat meekly knuckled under to the Obama White House's pressure, and Benjamin Netanyahu heroically stood up and said, this is an existential threat to Israel. That when the Ayatollah says death to Israel, a nuclear Iran poses a very real threat of a mushroom cloud over Tehran or Jerusalem, and it is the one threat on the face of the planet capable of once again murdering 6 million Jews, if never again is to mean anything, Netanyahu argued rightly, we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And I'll tell you, Democrats have never forgiven him for daring to stand up to the Obama White House. And I remember at the time there was a Republican House of Representatives that invited Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to address a joint session of Congress. I was there. I heard that speech. It was an historic speech. It was a speech that I described then and I still consider to be Churchillian in terms of its clarity, in terms of its strength, in terms of its unwillingness to knuckle under. And yet, even back then, multiple Democrats boycotted the speech, refused even to listen to the elected prime minister of Israel. Well, that hatred is real. That's one thing that's going on. But then a second thing that's going on that is in many ways even more concerning is the Democrat Party day by day by day is turning against Israel. If you look at polling numbers now among Democrats, if you ask Democrats, whom do you support, Israel or the Palestinians? the numbers are growing every single day of Democrats who say, we're with the Palestinians. And here's the dirty little secret. Some people are saying, well, it's just the squad. It's just the radical anti-Semites on the far left of the Democrat Party. They're the ones doing it, and the crazies on college campuses. I'll tell you, Ben, it's a lot more concerning than that. It is the Biden White House. It is Chuck Schumer, the self-declared guardian of Israel, who is the median of the Democratic Party, is steadily turning against Israel. Here, just play Schumer's comments on the floor yesterday.
Israeli side, the U.S. government should demand that Israel conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind. We should not be forced into a position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that include bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state. Israel is a democracy. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. At a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government. I also believe a majority of the Israeli public will recognize the need for change. And I believe that holding a new election, once the war starts to wind down, would give Israelis an opportunity to express their vision for the post-war future. Of course, the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election, nor should we try. That is for the Israeli public to decide. A public that I believe understands better than anybody that Israel cannot hope to succeed as a pariah opposed by the rest of the world. As a democracy, Israel has the right to choose its own leaders, and we should let the chips fall where they may. But the important thing is that Israelis are given a choice. There needs to be a fresh debate about the future of Israel after October 7th. In my opinion, that is best accomplished by holding an election. If Prime Minister Netanyahu's current coalition remains in power after the war begins to wind down and continues to pursue dangerous and inflammatory policies that test existing U.S. standards for assistance, then the United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israeli policy by using our leverage to change the present course. The United States' bond with Israel is unbreakable. But if extremists continue to unduly influence Israeli policy, then the administration should use the tools at its disposal to make sure our support for Israel is aligned with our broader goal of achieving long-term peace and stability in the region. I believe this would make a lasting two-state solution more likely.
Senator, you hear that. I mean, he's basically giving the talking points for the Palestinian and Hamas.
Well, he's giving the talking points for the left wing of the Democrat Party. And, all right, let's stop for a second. One line that Schumer says there, he says, Israel is a democracy. And that's true. And he says they need to have an election. Well, they did have an election. They had an election. And Benjamin Netanyahu was elected. He's the elected leader. How would Schumer feel if Netanyahu gave a speech and said, America is a democracy and they should call an election today to determine if Joe Biden should still be president? That's what Schumer just said, that he doesn't give a damn who the people of Israel elected. Netanyahu was elected in a fair and square election. Nobody disputes that. It's just Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrat Party doesn't like the choice that the people of Israel made. And there is an arrogance to, if you listen to what he says there should be an immediate election. And then he says, if they elect Netanyahu again, after we, the Democrats, have told them not to, well, then we should use U.S. power to force them to change their policy. the absolute arrogance of that is stunning. And by the way, you know, some people pretend, well, Democrats, they just dislike Netanyahu. This is not directed at Israel. Well, Benny Gantz from the opposing party in Israel, he put out a statement yesterday. Here was Benny Gantz's statement, quote, "The United States and Israel share common values and interests, and the citizens of Israel profoundly cherish the clear stance of the United States in support of Israel throughout these trying times. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is a friend of Israel, and though he erred in his remarks, plays an important role in assisting the state of Israel, including during these difficult times. Israel is a robust democracy, and only its citizens will decide its future and leadership. Any external interference on the matter is counterproductive and unacceptable." Well, what do you think Schumer was doing right there? That's counterproductive and unacceptable. And so, I mean, that demonstrates, look, across the leadership in Israel, there is consensus that Israel must defeat Hamas. You know where there isn't consensus? In the Democrat Party. In the Democrat Party, and I got to say, look, I serve with these guys. I'm on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. When we have a hearing, almost every Democrat, all they go on and on about is Gaza. We've got to save Gaza. We've got to give relief to Gaza. It's as if October 7th didn't happen. Understand where these Democrats are. October 7th was a grotesque act of terrorism where Hamas terrorists murdered over 1,200 people. They raped and murdered children. They took over 200 hostages. It was the single worst mass murder of Jews since the Holocaust. And the reaction of the American Democrat Party is to pivot hard against Israel and want to reward Hamas and their sponsor, the nation of Iran, for committing that grotesque act of terror.
You know, Mitch McConnell, and look, you've been critical of McConnell. I've been critical of McConnell many times in my life. He's stepping down from leadership. But I also think you got to give credit when credit's due. And Mitch McConnell ripped Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate. I think it's important we play this because this is honestly one of, I think, the best moments of Mitch McConnell's time in the Senate, unequivocally saying we stand with Israel, but also calling out the radical left who is dictating now the Democratic Party, masquerading as Democrats that are extremists and radicals that are young, forcing them to the most extreme viewpoints. Here is Mitch McConnell in his own words.
"The state of Israel deserves an ally that acts like one. People of Israel, at home and in captivity, deserve America's support. And Israel's unity government and security cabinet deserve the deference befitting a sovereign democratic country. The primary obstacles to peace in Israel's region are genocidal terrorists like Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who slaughter innocent people and corrupt leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who have repeatedly rejected peace deals from multiple Israeli governments. And foreign observers who cannot keep these clear distinctions ought to refrain from weighing in. It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented. We should not treat fellow democracies this way at all. Things that upset left-wing activists are not a prime minister's policies. There is Israel's policies. Make no mistake, the Democratic Party doesn't have an anti-Bibi problem. It has an anti-Israel problem. Israel is not a colony of America. whose leaders serve at the pleasure of the party in power in Washington. Only Israel's citizens should have a say in who runs their government. This is the very definition of democracy and sovereignty.
I mean, Senator, you hear him there. He's spot on. But he also reminds the history of, like, you think it's easy? You think Israel just shows up and says to the Palestinians who are backed by Hamas, who are backed by Iran, hey, let's have this, you know, kumbaya moment of ceasefire here. Do we need to not remind you of what just happened 5 months ago?
Well, and let me commend Mitch McConnell for those remarks, because he didn't know Chuck Schumer was going to give this speech. He was sitting there and just heard it, and he got up, and that was his impromptu response. And that was eloquent, it was powerful, it was effective. And notice what Mitch said there, which is exactly what you and I said at the beginning of this podcast. The Democrats don't have an anti-Bibi policy. They have an anti-Israel problem. And it's not just the squad. It is supposedly mainstream Democrats. And look, this troubles me. I was elected to the Senate 12 years ago. When I first arrived at the Senate, I resolved on day one to be the leading defender of Israel in the Senate. I've worked hard to do that every day since then. It is important for the U.S.-Israel relationship to have bipartisan cooperation. It's important that Israel not be just a partisan issue like so many other issues are. I have to say it is deeply saddening, and it is really dangerous that the Democrat Party today does not resemble in any way, shape, or form the Democrat Party 12 years ago when I arrived in the Senate, because the party as a whole is turning day by day steadily more and more hostile to Israel. And I got to say, and I don't mean this as hyperbole, if you are a voter who cares about Israel, who loves Israel, at this point, I genuinely do not know how a voter who cares about and loves Israel could cast a ballot for the Democrats. That is fundamentally inconsistent with where this Democrat Party is. And I'll tell you likewise, there are 51 Democrats in the Senate, counting two who call themselves independent. Every one of them should be asked, do you support Chuck Schumer attacking the nation of Israel and demanding that the elected leader of Israel step down? And in my view, every Democrat in the Senate is responsible for it. Now, no one in the press will ask them that question, and they'll all dodge it. But every Senate Democrat who is running for re-election in November should be forced to decide. And the sad thing is, I believe every one of them, all of them, will stand with Schumer on this. That this is where the party is. And that's really, it is a terrible development for Israel, and it's a terrible development for America.
Make sure you share this podcast, please, with your family and your friends. Please hit that subscribe or follow button so you get every single episode, obviously, for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.